This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The 300-foot-tall one-villa apartment tower will be the tallest building in Colorado Springs. The city council denied a final attempt to stop the construction Monday. CPR's Dan Boyce found many residents feel the building will change the city's character.
Folks are saying, hey, look, we need to bring Colorado Springs into the modern age. And so, therefore, they're putting forward this very modern-looking apartment structure like you would see in Denver, say, and people are saying, hey, that's what young professionals want to live in. They want to come and have a downtown living experience, and they want these wonderful modern amenities. And so that's how these two sides clash.
The building is expected to open in 2028. With a lot of uncertainty in financial markets because of U.S. tariffs, a Colorado financial planner says don't panic. Elena Macy is with Bloom Wealth Advisors in Boulder.
The best thing to know is that any money that you invest in the stock market is subject to volatility. So you do not want to be investing any money that you need in the short term. Any money you invest, it needs to be a long-term investment. You need to ride the waves of the market over time.
Macy says people tapping into retirement or looking to buy a home should review how much risk they're willing to take if they need money now. And there's more about money and investing at CPR.org. Denver's new women's soccer team is getting a lot of buzz. More than 10,000 people have put down money for season tickets, a record for the National Women's Soccer League. Denver was awarded the new team about 2 months ago. The team has no name yet or a permanent place to play. Denver and Colorado Springs have just a few clouds through the day and highs in the 70s. It should be sunny tomorrow and getting just a few degrees warmer toward the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.